The National Security Agency is so secretive that for years the federal government refused to admit it existed. Only two books have been written about the NSA, both by James Bamford. In 1982, the NSA battled Bamford all the way to the bookstore over the publication of his first book, The Puzzle Palace. Bamford says he had an easier time with his new book about the agency called Body of Secrets.
This time they actually opened the door a crack for me and gave me tours through the agency and interviews with the director and other agency officials. And in addition to that, I interviewed a great many people outside the agency and former agency employees.
You're working from declassified documents?
Yes, I had access to a great many declassified documents from NSA and from other places, but they're hard to find, and a lot of them I had to use the Freedom of Information Act very aggressively in order to pry the documents out of NSA.
Some of the ones you turned up, I can see why. Thinking of Operation Northwoods?
Oh, that's right. Northwoods, however, was not an NSA operation. It was a Joint Chiefs of Staff operation. The Joint Chiefs of Staff during the early 1960s wanted to invade Cuba. They weren't very happy with the CIA's plan, which was a covert operation using exiles. The Joint Chiefs wanted to have a full-scale invasion with the Army, Air Force, and Navy. And in order to do that, they had to get the support of the Kennedy administration. They had to get the support of the American public and world opinion. And they knew they weren't going to get it just for a overt attack of the island. So what they wanted to do was create these phony instances that made it look like Cuba was actually attacking the United States and that the United States was responding. They came up with these plans. So one of them was to create terrorism in the United States. The document actually says people will be shot on the street. Boatloads of refugees fleeing Cuba will be sunk on the high seas. At one point, they talked about planting phony evidence in case John Glenn, on his very first space mission, in case that rocket blew up, they were going to plant phony evidence indicating that Cuba was responsible for destroying the rocket. So it was a very outrageous plan, and it was approved by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and went up to Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, who apparently turned it down.
So it's in these documents that the Joint Chiefs of Staff signed off on a plan that would result in the deaths of innocent American civilians.
They didn't say whether these would be real or phony casualties. They did say that people would be shot on streets, in some cases wounded, and that they would sink boatloads of refugees on the high seas. So presumably people would die in these incidents, but that didn't seem to bother them very much.
What about the Liberty?
The USS Liberty was a NSA eavesdropping ship. During the Israeli-Egyptian Six-Day War in 1967, NSA and the Joint Chiefs sent the Liberty to patrol off the Sinai coast, just about 13 miles in international waters, but close to the action. And the ship was sailing very slowly, 3 to 5 knots back and forth in broad daylight around 2 in the afternoon, when all of a sudden Israeli aircraft, fighters, began attacking the ship. When the aircraft had unloaded all their weapons, they flew off, and about 15 minutes later, three Israeli torpedo boats came up and took positions that were basically like a firing squad, and they unloaded virtually all their torpedoes. They fired 5 torpedoes at the Liberty, which would have been enough to sink several aircraft carriers. Luckily for the Liberty, only one of the torpedoes hit, but the one that hit dead center in the NSA spaces, the eavesdropping spaces, and it killed 25 intercept operators immediately. Crew members started throwing life rafts into the water, and the Israeli gunboats started shooting up the life rafts and shooting at people trying to get off the ship. Finally, after the U.S. began sending fighter aircraft from carriers in the Mediterranean to help the Liberty, the Israeli torpedo boats pulled away, and the ship limped to safety. It was a tragic incident that had never been investigated by the U.S. government. They did a couple of small investigations into whether a breakdown in communication system and whether the crew performed properly on the ship. There never was an investigation, either by Congress or the administration, into why this took place. So I spent a chapter on this incident and got a lot of original documents from NSA, and there was an awful lot of skepticism about the Israeli explanation, which was that the whole thing was an accident. They confused it with an Egyptian ship called the Ilkhwazir. Virtually all the crew members said that the American flag was flying before, during, and after the attack. In addition, the ship had its name in English letters, 5-foot English letters on the stern, USS Liberty.
Hard to confuse it with the Egyptian Navy.
The senior leadership at NSA, which had access to a lot of information, thought the whole incident was deliberate. And one of the other things I found and during research on this was the crew members of the of an NSA plane that was flying above the incident when it took place, which nobody knew existed. NSA had kept a secret for many, many years.
So why would Israel do that?
It's hard to say. There are a lot of things that Israel wanted to keep secret during this part of the war. One of the things that was taking place, atrocities taking place, war crimes. The Israeli military were killing hundreds of Egyptian prisoners. The Israelis were planning further attacks that they knew that the U.S. would be able to pick up.
How does the agency feel about you snooping around and revealing their secrets?
When I did the Puzzle Palace about almost 20 years ago, the NSA came after me relentlessly. They tried to have me prosecuted twice, even though I was just a journalist. I never worked for the agency. This time, however, although it started off the same way, where I was getting stonewalled, eventually NSA began cooperating with me. In addition, which really surprised me, they gave me an actual book signing at NSA when my book came out. I think they see the value in maybe once every 20 years having a book come out that tells a little bit about what they do, although I'm probably really only scratching the surface in terms of everything they've done for the past 20 years.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
Author James Bamford's new book about the National Security Agency is called Body of Secrets.